From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Yan-Chi Xu. The Miss Missouri Scholarship Competition, once held for 40 years, will return on January the 12th. As the Columbia Missourian reports, new director Cindy Segafredo says the contest was held in Columbia from the 1960s until the early 2000s, but fizzled out from lack of volunteers and board members. Segafredo is a certified judge. The competition will crown a Miss Columbia and a Miss Columbia Outstanding Teen. Miss Columbia contestants must be 17 to 25, while Outstanding Teen contestants must be 14 to 17. After the local competition, contestants will prepare for the Miss Missouri competition. To be eligible, contestants must have lived or attended school in Missouri for at least 6 months. Residents in Boone County and surrounding areas are encouraged to apply. A statue of the Roman goddess of agriculture that topped Missouri's Capitol building has been removed for the first time in nearly a century for maintenance. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that construction crews used a massive crane to take down the statue of Ceres yesterday. The 10-foot-4 bronze statue weighs about 1 ton. Yesterday's removal marks the first time the statue has touched the ground since it was installed in October 1924. The Missouri Capitol Commission picked the goddess more than a century ago to adorn the Capitol because of the state's agricultural heritage. The statue depicts Ceres holding a bundle of grain. It will be gone for about a year for maintenance. The Missouri State Highway Patrol says three vehicles, including a school bus, were involved in a crash on Interstate 70 near Rocheport. Officials say a passenger car spun out on the Missouri River Bridge early yesterday. The school bus from Our Lady of Lourdes Inner Parish School in Columbia stopped behind the car and was rear-ended by a tractor trailer. Helen Osman, a spokesperson for the Jefferson City Diocese, said 8 students and 1 pregnant teacher were taken to a Columbia hospital to be assessed. She said they were complaining of neck and back injuries. KMIZ reports there were about 40 children on the bus. Osman said the 8th graders were headed to a leadership day in Independence. The students that weren't injured were taken back to the school. The crash closed the westbound lanes of the interstate. A Springfield man pleaded not guilty plea in a crash that killed a 10-year-old outside an elementary school. Police say Lonnie Yeager had a seizure when he hit and killed a Riddick tutor in September 2017 outside Campbell Elementary School. 4 other people were injured. KYTV reports Yeager didn't have a valid Missouri driver's license at the time of the crash. He faces misdemeanor charges of operating a vehicle without a license and 2 counts of lying on a state form when applying for a license. Greene County Prosecutor Dan Patterson says he didn't file a manslaughter charge because there was no evidence Yeager had been driving after recent seizures. Yeager is scheduled to return to court in December. I'm Yan-Chi Xu, KBIA News, Columbia.